This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow. Live from Nick's Place for the annual ESPN 97.5 Christmas Party. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back.
Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
We're back on The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5, live from Nick's Place. Listen to the people. The people have spoken. They love ESPN 97.5. We love the people. Come on out and see us. We'll be here till 4. Blitz is here till 7. Everybody having a good time. This is our Christmas. This is the best time of the year, the best day of the year. And we love seeing all of you having a great time as we celebrate getting ready for the holidays.
I got to say, I got to the Christmas party about 10 o'clock, and I saw pretty much all of these people there. And they looked much more spry. The alcohol is definitely taking effect on most of these people.
Especially this table right here.
They're dragging. They're tired. They look inebriated. So this is the perfect time to get down here. Yeah.
Pink Valkyrie is here front and center with ATX Hobo Girl, Clarence, the Beau family. I mentioned this before. I mean, Jerry Beau, normally if you mention his name, he comes flying through the woodwork just to say hi.
He's like Beetlejuice.
I thought he was already glazed over. He missed it the first four times. But Jerry, yeah. Great to see you and your partner, Josh. We love you guys. Moneyline on Sundays. Fred Fowers just walked in the building.
Freddie.
Mike from Pick Me. We've mentioned Trey and El Jefe. Manny, my man. Everybody's here. You should come out and just celebrate. See some of the people you hear from all year long when we're reading text messages. And special shout out to my man Dave. I mentioned Dave earlier, but you want to talk about a Cinderella story, and we talk about the weight loss challenge and everything we do during the course of the year. Dave was over 3 bills.
Okay.
Dave was 310. Dave is now 185.
Dave, where's Dave? Raise your hand, Dave.
Dave was going to be on The Biggest Loser.
Good, looking good, Dave.
Look at him. That's, look at that
that's
picture.
Pretty wow. damn
you were fat, Dave. Oh, my God. No,
good for
kidding,
you,
Dave.
Man.
Just, good
that's
for
good
you. For you, bud. You look good.
You know who else lost
I'd
a lot
hit
of
it,
weight?
Dave. I'd hit it. I'd totally hit it, bro. I would. That's looking good.
Who else
yummy.
Lost a lot of, Nick, who no. else lost a lot of weight?
Chan.
Mike?
Chan lost 50 pounds.
Yes, he did, and he gained it all in a mustache.
I don't know where he's at now, but
he's right
wow.
there. He's around. You can't see him. He's around the corner. He inherited Rolly Fingers' mustache.
Yeah,
somehow
pounds.
Along the way when he lost all the weight.
And you know what
is
he did?
Is that Chan? That doesn't look anything like
I know.
Chan. That looks like a French mime that's not on the clock right now. What is that? That is weird. I'm just, okay. There's random people pointing. This is great. This yeah. is just random
he's only,
people
He's really
pointing.
Only pointing at Nick.
I know. This is outstanding. Okay.
Hey, you know what?
We're live.
Barry's actually turning. He's actually being nicer to some of the suspects, Joel.
Yeah, I see that.
You remember Brother Bear?
Yes.
Oh,
I saw the
no,
bear.
Yeah. yeah.
Who he's
yeah.
muted?
Yeah, Bear was.
He's unmuted him.
Yeah.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
Well, he asked me because if you guys don't know, Brother Bear would ask us about 15 questions an hour during the show, and he would tweet it to us. And I was like, bro, I can't deal with this anymore. We're trying to do the show. This is too much. So I muted him. And I don't shy away from it because he was here and he goes, unmute me. I was like, no, bro, you asked too many questions. He's like, but he said, I'll only ask you one question a day.
He made a deal with him.
And I said, if you only ask one a day, I'll unmute you. So I have unmuted him.
That's pretty fair.
We'll see how it lasts. I don't think it's
going to
last.
It's not going to last. The temptation is going to be too great.
It's
not going to be able to hold back.
Yeah, it's like crack. He's addicted to questions, so.
So Courtney is here to tell us that we're having a push-up contest at what, 2:30? Push-up contest at 2:30 if
yep.
you want to join in on that.
Yep,
Trey and
yep.
Dr. Dre in a cage match after that.
That'd be hilarious.
We also want to thank the people that have provided a lot of great prizes for our raffle. Garden Grace, Lock Bar, Union Kitchen, Jack's Grill. What does that say?
Ninfas.
Uzo Bay.
That's a great restaurant.
Uzo Bay, Ninfas, Movietopia. Mardi Gras Galveston. Lots of great
wow.
people giving lots of great prizes. Stop by, see us, not
so,
just for the prizes,
wait.
See us. Granado's here. Fred Fowers here. All the guys from SB Nation Radio are here.
So, Courtney, we're raffling off stuff from all of these places?
Every hour.
Wow. We're kicking it. That is awesome.
The money line guys are here. If you get Jerry Bo drunk enough, he'll give you free advice on gambling. I don't know how accurate it'll be at that point, but I mean, take your chances. He's normally pretty good. I don't know how he is when he's not sober, but
you really like Jerry. You keep bringing him up. Are you guys?
Jerry Bo's a great. What Jerry Bo? Jerry Bo as a person is fantastic.
I'm sorry, Jerry Bo's wife, but I think Joe and Jerry are having sex because he can't stop.
And
showing love to Jerry Bo.
And the only reason it's a problem is because jealousy is a disease with Barry sometimes.
Yeah, no,
these things happen.
I'm really jealous that Joel's having sex with Jerry.
So at the same time, look, like I said, the Moneyline boys are here. But Jerry and P. Randizzle and all those guys, the fact that they went to, Baytown yesterday and took care of some kids at a class, had Santa
Claus.
Cool.
That was really
cool. A lot of things. That's what the season's all about, and I appreciate that as well as everything else. So, I'll mention that. I don't care.
A couple texts. Somebody said, are y'all staying after the show, and do y'all have shirts? So Nick and Joel are staying until 7.
Yes.
I'm wearing a shirt.
And do we have shirts left, Courtney? Yeah. So if you get here, I'm not staying. But if you get here, there are shirts left for the usual suspects.
I saw a couple of suspects walking in with them.
So. Yeah. It's always a neat thing when people are actually wearing the shirts.
We've got a text that says, Merry Christmas to you and your families from Tracy.
Thank you, Tracy.
Which Tracy are we talking about?
I don't know. That happened. I don't know.
Shout out to Tracy. Hey, man, she's wishing us a Merry Christmas.
Courtney.
Tracy was a catalyst.
I knew as soon as I read it, the whole place was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, guys, I just left Nick's Place, super stuff, saw some friends, day drank with y'all, and enjoyed myself. Thanks for everything to Nick, to Nick's and ESPN. So I appreciate y'all being here. That's it.
There you go.
Got them out of the
way
right now.
Stuff there. So like I said, we're going to be giving away a lot of great prizes. You should be here for that. Most of the personalities are here or will be here hanging out. So you can stop by, see everybody, enjoy some great food and beverage at Nick's Place. And, of course, you got a chance to win. What's the big prize is Mardi Gras Galveston.
Correct.
Balcony Party Mardi Gras Galveston. You could win if you're here. You must be present to win. So, therefore, guys at the Bruce Springsteen table, if you're passed out, you don't win. That's just the way it is. You can't win for him. So we're going to be having a good old time. And of course, after us, the Blitz. Blitz takes us till 7 o'clock right here on ESPN 97.5. Anything else that we need to cover, fellas, as we roll through the
second hour of the show? Well, we didn't talk about the Lakers game.
Did you watch it?
No, but I mean, it was a big game.
One of the things that people don't realize is, one, Giannis was a big story for Milwaukee. The cool part is all his two other brothers played in the game. So they did a family picture after the game. One brother plays for the Lakers. The other brother plays for the Bucks. All three Adetokunbo brothers took a picture after the game. It's like, that was a neat story in itself. But look, I said to you guys before the game yesterday when I said the Bucks would win the game that if he ever developed a consistent jump shot, that he could be literally unguardable. He was like, what did he make, four of six? He made like six threes last night.
He was five of eight. Which is outstanding.
Unreal.
Outstanding for him.
And when he can do that, as well as all the things he does with the ball in his hand, that's a force to be reckoned with that not many people can stop. Lakers, obviously a little shorthanded as well, but that was a good game.
I didn't watch the game, but 34-4, you're not winning a basketball game.
True.
I mean, the Lakers got 4 points from their bench. I'm looking at it. Howard, I remember you guys telling me how great Dwight Howard was this year. Two points in 15 minutes. Bradley, Rondo, Caruso, I mean, Daniels, none of these guys. 4 points combined from all of their bench. Pretty bad. And they played significant minutes. Howard was in there for 15. Rondo was in there for 18. Avery Bradley played 18 minutes. Got to get more production. As deep as that team is, you've got to get more production from your bench.
Well, and then you speak of that, but from a production standpoint, and it didn't have to be all points related, but when you get contributions of 13 points or more from a Wes Matthews Jr. and some of the guys Milwaukee got contributions from, Middleton doesn't have to score 20 or 25 then because you've got a lot of well-balanced attack. You've got a lot of different weapons you can go to. They bring Korver in for short stints. He makes shots. George Hill. So Milwaukee,
Hill had 21 in the game.
Yeah.
So that was a big part of the bench scoring for them. But
from a Milwaukee standpoint, you don't have that overwhelming second superstar, but you've got such a deep team that you can compete with anybody, and that's what the case was last night.
Are they deeper than the Lakers?
No. Well, yes, they're deeper, but they're not better. I'll say that.
I think the Lakers are better for sure, like 110%. I'm really high on this Lakers team. And then Davis comes back and scores 36 points. It was a loss, obviously. But the fact that he was able to come back and score 36 points, I mean, you would say, well, you know, Davis, he's a little rusty, and that's why you could kind of blame that on the reason why they lost. No. He had 36 points and 10 rebounds. He had an amazing
played
game.
43 minutes.
Yeah.
He had a two-handed tomahawk punch job on the Greek Freak, and it was like
Over him?
Yeah, like he just hammered it on, just all over
him. Like testicles to the face kind of?
No, just like Giannis came from the side, and it looked like he could probably do it with one hand. He took two, put it behind his head, and just threw down right over Adetokounmpo. I'm like, oh, boy, people forget that when that man is healthy,
he is
a load to deal with as well.
Yeah.
So that was a good game, and I give Giannis.
Okay, let me ask you a question. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead. I was just going to say, I give him a lot of credit for being humble, too, because he's like, you know what? AD was a number one overall pick in the draft.
Yeah.
LeBron, number one overall. He goes, I'm not supposed to be here. I'm not supposed to be competing on this level, doing it this well against these guys.
Right.
And yet, it shows you how far he's come in a short period of time. They did a graphic where, you know, first year was like rookie of the year. Not rookie of the year. First year, he made progress. Second year, he was most improved. Third year, MVP. Yeah. That's pretty strong.
It's pretty good. Well, I was looking at the box score because obviously I didn't get to watch the game last night with the gig, but I'm looking. You know, you see plus minus, and if you don't know what plus minus is in basketball, it's how well was your team scoring positively or giving up more points than you scored while you were on the floor, kind of like in hockey. And I'm looking at the Lakers, and everybody in the starting lineup was a positive on the plus minus side, except LeBron. Did he run with the second team the entire time? Because he was a minus 14. Guys like Davis was plus 6. JaVale McGee was a plus 6. Green was a plus 9. LeBron was a minus 14 while he was on the floor.
I'll tell you what, though. Here's the biggest problem. He was in foul trouble. And that's the one thing, especially on a national TV game, both he and Giannis were in foul trouble. And the last thing you want to do is see one of those guys foul out and it cost him the game. But when he was in the game, I thought he was effective. There was a play where the ball was going out of bounds and the shot clock's running down. And he shoots an off-balance three from the scorer's table and drills it. And people are shaking their head going, you just got beat by, you know, a better player on that play. But I don't think that he the numbers are deceiving there because I thought he played a fairly effective game.
Yeah, that's why I was asking, because sometimes you can't tell the true story of the game just from a box score. So that's what I wanted to know. I can tell you the true story of Christmas. So I got to talk about my folks at Pajamagram and the Hoodie Footy Pajamas. And I will say this. I got stopped at Klein's at the Christmas party, and I got reprimanded because a friend of mine was like, hey, you only say wives when it comes to the Pajamagram Hoodie Footy. Girlfriends can want those too, and she's absolutely right. In fact, dudes can get the Hoodie Footy. They have men's Hoodie Footy pajamas at Pajamagram, but you can get your girlfriend, you can get your wife, you can get your side piece. Whatever it is, you can get her a Hoodie Footy as well, and I promise you she's going to love it. When I talk about them, I talk about how, look, it's hard to be hot when she's not. If you want to warm her up, you got to warm her up, if you know what I'm saying. And it's true, but it kind of backfired on me a little bit. I bought my wife one. I got her the Varsity Hoodie Footy from Pajamagram, had it delivered to the house. She got it the other day, and put it on, fell right asleep. But that tells you, man, these things are comfortable. They're warm. She's going to absolutely love it. Get her one for Christmas, and it'll be there in time. If you order right now, they come with 100% lifetime guarantee. They are Christmas delivery is guaranteed, and they're going to even wrap it for you. You cannot beat this offer. You cannot beat this deal. And speaking of deals, since they're celebrating 10 years of the Hoodie Footy goodness, right now go use SAVE10 as a promo code. When you check out, you're going to save 10 bucks. All you got to do is go to Pajamagram.com, put in SAVE10, save $10 right now, and tell them Barry sent you.
Hello! To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Nick's Place for the annual ESPN 97.5 Christmas Party. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back.
Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, welcome back. Hour number 2, 3-hour show, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5 again. We are at Nick's Place. 27-13 Rocky Ridge. You should be here, too. You know you're already sick of shopping. If you're in the Galleria area, you get off of work early for whatever the reason, for whatever the case. Just get out here because all the suspects are here and all the loyals from ESPN 97.5, all the people that listen to the bench every morning, the people that listen to the Blitz on their way home. Get out of work. Do what you got to do. Get it done and get over here because Nick's Place is the place to be. The most unbelievably authentic and great-tasting Italian food, drink specials. But most importantly, we just got our people here. I just love all the people. We have more people coming up saying during the weight loss challenge, I lost 70 pounds. We've got people coming up saying, I listen every day. I don't call or I don't text. But we love you anyway. And the fact that you come up to say hi.
Actually, I like you more fantastic. If you don't call or text, actually. If you
guess what, Clarence. And then you found Clarence. It, and you found some other missing.
Clarence
pounds.
Said I lost 2 pounds. You took your shoes off. Come on, man! Don't try that. Get out of here. As he eats something, I don't know what you're eating. It's probably not smart to tell people you lost weight as you shovel food in your mouth.
How do you lose weight when you're an amazing cook? How is that even possible?
Yeah, you're a chef.
It's hard. I'd just be cooking all day.
First of all, Mike from Pick Me should not chime into this conversation.
I don't
because
know
if
about
there's one people of which one of these people don't belong, Mike, the weight loss, it's not a challenge to put on weight.
I don't know if I would clarify his cooking as amazing either.
Have you ever tried it?
You don't know that.
You know how long he's been in that industry? Like
you
forever.
Don't know that. He might be good.
So he
amazing? Amazing is like as good as it gets. Amazing is like Gordon Ramsay. Amazing is like Guy Fieri. I'm not saying he's not a good cook.
He's on his way.
He obviously can cook. Look
have either
him.
One of you ever tried his cooking?
I have not.
So
I
don't know either way.
I love just assume he's a good cook because that's what he does.
I just feel like Clarence goes home and he's like, I'm not making anything. I'm just like, right? Like, I'm just going to order fast food and eat bad.
He's going to make it down to the taste. He's going to make it down to Chick-fil-A. He's got a chance to get that, get done, and be gone.
It's like people will say, like, do you listen to podcasts or other radio? And it's like, no. I mean, if I worked at Pizza Hut, I don't want to go home and make a pizza.
Oh, it's the
right?
same.
It's the same thing. I don't want to go home and cook. I would go home and eat fast food. See, Chick-fil-A, my man.
I called it. I said that, and that's what he does. But that's the same way. I had a rule with all my friends, and most of them got it. But when I work for the Rockets, last thing I want to do is talk about the Rockets when I got off of work.
Yeah.
I mean, because you're just inundated with it all the time, I'm sure. But, Clarence, it does puzzle me if you are a cook, and Nick is telling me you're a great cook. Why haven't you ever cooked for?
I won't eat it. I'll tell you that right now.
Oh,
why?
Really?
I'm not eating it. It's the same reason I don't participate at the potluck at work. I don't know. Who was I telling this? Courtney. Because they had cookies at the Christmas party. Frank Klein's. You made them? I'm so glad I didn't eat the cookies. Because, listen, I don't know if you have roaches, Tyler, okay? And it's the same reason for the Christmas potluck at ESPN. And they're like, Barry, are you going to do that? And I'm like, hell no. Because some of y'all are dirty and have roaches. And I don't know who it is. I just know you have them. So I'm not participating
Claire,
in the potluck.
You got slime in your ice
machine? I have never done a Christmas potluck at work. No. See? Yeah. Clarence said, if you can't hear because it's radio, Clarence, not TV. Like, no one else can hear you. Yeah, why don't you call Clarence?
Clarence
hey
is
guys,
version of Benihana.
Listen, if I was going to cook in front of you, I'd have to be in front of you because that's how I cook in front of you.
It's like, if you go to Benihana's, that's what he does. He's a Benihana chef. He's like, no, bitch, you put some respect on my job. Oh, now that was racist, Clarence.
That was not nice, Clarence.
Y'all cut.
That's
cut
a bit Granato used to do with golfers.
You don't do that in here.
That's not gonna fly.
That
you gotta be careful
good,
about
Clarence.
That.
That was woof. That was a little far.
Wow. See, there's a line.
Is it racist
here?
And
then they're just blowing right through it.
Yeah. Agreed.
Really. And okay. All right. So with that being said, the push-up contest is coming up at 2:30. We've got lots of other giveaways to get to as well. So there's lots of other prizes to be won.
Do we have like a show of hands of who's going to participate? Like, do we know how many people are participating, or is it
who
just
is,
like?
Hey, who is doing the push-up contest besides Nicholas? You two? Okay. Who else? So it's these two, and then I know Clarence's ass ain't doing no push-ups. No, bro.
God, Clarence,
I did not need the visual.
Clarence, I said this earlier, but your torso, gut. If you do the push-up contest, it doesn't count if your stomach never gets off the ground. You can't just do this. What?
All right, this is terrible. Right,
wait, no more talking.
This is terrible right
the
now.
The AM stations in town, when awful. You chime in like that, that actually
Joel
carries over the microphone. The FM's not so much. You know, that's the problem. You go, what should we do? Let's continue with the
I
show.
I feel like we should live stream the push-up contest, though.
I do, too. That would be good.
We've done these kind of – we did that last year, didn't we?
Did we? I don't know.
Yeah, I think we did. I think we live streamed it last year.
I don't think so.
And you hosted it. Okay.
I think we videoed it, but I don't think we live streamed it.
Okay. All right.
So Granado, are you doing the push-up contest, John?
I guess he wants to.
Are you doing the push-up contest?
Let's put Granado on the mic.
Yeah. How are you doing the push-up contest, Granado?
Yeah.
Are you? How many push-ups? Yeah. Do you think you could beat Nick in a push-up contest? Sorry, I didn't mean to touch your breast, Nick. Do you think you could beat him in a push-up contest?
No, he's too young.
He's too young?
But I want to know something. This guy has got Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
He showed it to us earlier. I showed it to Barry.
Why?
Didn't go over well.
No. He just said, you're his bitch.
I'm his bitch?
Because.
But he bought me a beer.
With a note.
Yeah.
With a note.
What'd the note say?
It says it's Bruce juice.
That's right.
Yeah.
Bruce juice. You just drank Bruce's juice.
And Bruce's juice, really delicious.
But he knew it was Bruce's juice by knowing from experience in the past.
Honestly, I don't get this whole Bruce Springsteen hate.
Why?
Because I like Bruce.
What is it about him that's redeeming about his voice?
It's not about his voice.
Oh, that's exactly what he's a singer.
Dude.
He's a singer. Listen, it is all about his voice.
I saw Bruce back way before Bruce was Bruce in Colorado, Red Rocks.
Okay. Oh, that's nice. Yeah.
And it was one of the best shows I've ever seen. He put on four. I've seen a lot of concerts. I mean, a lot of concerts in my life. And Bruce put on one of the best shows I've ever seen. Nobody puts out more energy.
I've heard that.
And it's 4.5 to literally 4.5 hours that this dude puts out everything.
So
there's a lot of guys that'll go there and do a concert and do it for 1.5 hours and say, I'm done with you bitches and I'm done.
Right.
Bruce Springsteen gives you a show.
Let me ask you this. When you buy an album, or you buy...
I've never bought
I mean, you have an 8-track, I'm guessing. I don't know what you have. What do you listen to? Do you listen to 8-tracks? I don't know. When you buy that...
Well, when me and your mom were listening to 8-tracks, you know what?
When me and
your mom used to listen to 8-tracks, it was awesome. Yeah.
Are you my dad?
I could be.
I feel like...
Except you're too white.
Now, when you buy... Do you like, oh, you know what? I really like this guy's energy. I can't wait to buy his album.
No.
No, you buy it because they sing, and they can't sing.
But I like Bruce Mew.
Where are you on Billy Joel? Because we disagree on Billy Joel.
I like Billy Joel.
He's another guy.
Why wouldn't you like Billy Joel?
He's awful.
He's another guy that'll play for 4 hours straight. He sold out the Garden eight straight nights.
No, but I like Bruce's music anyway, though. I like Bruce's music.
I like Billy Joel's
to
music.
To me, it sounds like.
I like Billy Joel's music, too.
Now, we'll just disagree. It's garbage.
Yeah.
It's like he can't sing.
Now, here's the kicker. Are you a fan of The Doors?
Yeah.
See, every other person we've talked to, you either like two of the three or don't like two of the three.
It's not like I'm buying anything. I never bought anything of anybody's anyway, but anyway. I listen to it, but I don't buy anything.
No?
No. I mean, literally.
Including drinks, because Coors Light's got you covered, and everybody else has got it covered, so you're good.
No, I'll buy Coors Light.
Oh, okay. Well, you'll buy it. Okay. Reimbursement.
You can't rattle, John. He's like, nope, I will buy
it. Because it's crisp.
Clean.
Refreshing.
Climb on,
bro.
Brother. There you go. John's climbed on here at Nick's Place. You should be here, too. We're going to be at Nick's Place till 4. Blitz is going to be
here till 7. How about Courtney, though? You guys, have you
given her
everybody for making the Christmas party
The Last Samurai.
If you saw the videos on social media,
I was like, what?
Sexy voice that comes with all those prizes, Courtney's here live and in living color.
And we talked, Courtney and I exchanged texts about how creepy you guys are on those videos. Stop it, ESPN listeners. Stop saying body parts you would eat. That's disgusting.
She's engaged.
You're
leave her alone.
And no one wants to hear that. You're awful people for sending her those messages.
She's now turning redder than the top she's wearing, so well done, everybody. So there you go. All right, we're going to continue to roll on. If you guys want to join the show, we're here at Nick's Place. You should be, too. But, again, we're going to be here till 4 having a good time. Stop by and say hi. ESPN 97.5.
sounds like Christmas.
Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays from ESPN 97.5. This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow. Live from Nick's Place for the annual ESPN 97.5 Christmas Party. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back.
Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back! Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5, part of the holiday extravaganza that is our Christmas party. It's the greatest day of the year. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Every time we have one of these Christmas parties, it's an all-day event of just jocularity and fun that ensues. Great food, great beverages. Started at Klein's Fine Jewelers this morning, powering through Nick's Place this afternoon. Nick got out of the hot kitchen, and he's now absolutely partaking in food and beverage, having some good times. Shout out and kudos to Nick and his staff. The food, absolutely fantastic here. The environment, even better, as we just had the push-up contest.
Yes,
Barry.
The push-up contest was won by Tyson, who did 44 push-ups in 30 seconds. He won four tickets to the 109th celebration of Mardi Gras Galveston balcony party.
That's big.
Yep, they're having more parades and new concerts this year, so he's going to enjoy that. And I said off-air, and I'll say it on-air, no one can do 44 push-ups in 30 seconds unless they've been to prison. I really believe Tyson has done a bid in prison, at least one bid, because those were prison-style push-ups. He had shorts on with flip-flops. It was the whole thing. And my guys here, 33 and 37 push-ups was a valiant effort, but you weren't beating a dude that's done a bid. That's just not going to happen. So,
how do you know what a prison push-up is?
I have YouTube.
Is that how you know?
No, I just made that up.
Okay. I was just thinking you might have had an awkward arrest moment or something that I wasn't aware of.
No. Okay. And someone texted the show and said, Granato sounds like he won't remember this conversation.
He didn't look that bad. I would believe that. I would believe that.
I was going to say, I believe Granato's tolerance is well above where he's at right now.
You know who just walked in?
Who?
Welcome back to The Usual Suspects, Patrick Creighton. Yeah, filling in for Charlie Palillo. Patrick Creighton in the house, which means Dr. Dre is going to go and make sure that he is fully lubricated.
Oh, wow.
I meant with beverages, people. I meant with drinks. Wow. Easy now. It's not late hits time yet. Jeez. Wow. That's when... first of all, I would cover that up. But Dre is here as well, having some good times. But that's not the end of the prizes.
No, nope.
Courtney and her staff doing a fantastic job. But we've got plenty of giveaways. You have to be present to win. So if you needed any more motivation to be here, that's it. Because if you're here, you can win. And there's lots of prizes. And it's all right for the taking here. I think something just came across my mind, Barry. I don't know where I got this from. But I would believe
what?
Titan Hugo may be in the building. I don't know what made me say that. Maybe the fact that he's head-to-toe Titans gear may have given it away.
Can you settle an argument for me, Joel?
Yes.
That Titan Hugo and I had before the show started?
Sure.
I told him, he said, first of all, that the Titans were going to beat the Saints. So we know he's drunk.
Yes.
Second of all, I told him it doesn't matter because the Titans will not be making the playoffs. Am I right or am I wrong?
You are right.
I am right?
Now, Titan Hugo, I know that you like to see life in 3D. 3D is dumb, delusional. I mean, we can go. I can give you the third, but I don't know, man. You think they're going to beat the Saints? Hey, wait a minute. Clarence is right here. Come tell this guy right here. That would be nice. Oh, see, and Clarence doesn't have a microphone, and he's taking.
We just picked the fight.
But you know what, Nick? It's kind of like what we do at this station,
Clarence,
isn't it?
Clarence is like three weight classes above him, though. Yeah. I don't know if this is going to go well for Titan Hugo.
Clarence is going to eat his hat. Watch. He's just going to be like,
what happens on our station.
This is pretty much what,
on-air talent either fight with each other or they just stir up a fight with other people where they stay clear of it and just watch all the things go down.
The fact that our show started a fight amongst our listeners is pretty much par for the course.
Yeah.
That's pretty much what we do. Yeah, I mean, that's what. If we're not fighting each other on the show, we're getting the listeners to fight each other.
True.
That's how we do it.
Very, very true.
It is the way. It is the suspect's way. So, By the way, the spread, I believe, on the Texans-Bucks game is 3. Where'd it go? Titans-Saints game, 2.5. I don't think that's enough. 2.5?
2.5 in the Titans-Saints game?
Yeah, Saints favored by 2.5.
At home?
Yeah, that's not good. I feel like it should be a little more than that.
I still don't see that. Yeah.
Did you watch the Saints game last week? Did you see what Drew Brees did?
Yeah. Michael Thomas. By the way, did you see what Michael Thomas did today, El Jefe? How about that? Michael Thomas decided to say thanks to the entire roster of the Saints. When they came in for practice today, they all had Jordan 11s.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
The breads, the black ones with the red-white trim. Oh, he got the entire team
a pair of
Jordan 11s. That's a nice touch right there.
I tried my ass off to get those bread 11s at the morning, and he got 53 pair?
Talking to Jose Partida about that, but he said it wasn't that difficult to buy.
It was very difficult. I didn't get a pair.
Let me ask you a question.
Get a pair.
When you say, is it that difficult? You think Barry trying to get them online was easier than what Michael Thomas picked up the phone and told his Jordan rep, hey, bro, I'm trying to do something nice for the holidays for my guys. I got you. How soon do you need them? Tomorrow? We got you.
I don't have a Nike rep. I woke up, I pulled up the Nike app and went, refresh, refresh, refresh. And then I added them to my cart and they went, ha, just kidding. You're not getting these.
And then you went back to bed.
So that was it. And then went back to bed.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And cried myself to sleep. So I know where all the Jordans went now. Michael Thomas bought them.
So Michael Thomas, nice gesture of the day for what he did for his teammates. Jacksonville Jaguars, they got day one after Tom Coughlin.
This is so great.
And the equipment managers did the players a favor. They said A.J. Bouye came into the building and thought he was going to be late for a team meeting. He was going to get lit up. And he was all in trouble. And then the equipment managers told him, now that Tom Coughlin's fired, we can put the clocks back to the actual right time of day.
That's so
weird.
And
he was actually 5 minutes early because Coughlin was so much of a stickler with military time and being on time that he had everybody understand thinking that while they were in the building, it was actually 5 minutes later in the day.
So he had a saying that said, if you're not 5 minutes early, you're late.
Yep.
And so when he took over, he set all the clocks ahead 5 minutes. So that people would be 5 minutes early.
Yep.
And now that they fired him, they're like, all right, well, that was stupid. And obviously it didn't work because we suck. So let's just put the clocks normal and worry about playing good football.
Yeah. And the other thing is that's the first thing step done. But the other thing that was a clear cut sign that the entire thing had passed him by is the owner already said at the end of the year he planned on firing him.
Yeah.
But after all these things that came out about 25% of all grievances filed by NFL players in the last couple of years were Jaguars players.
Yeah.
They knew they had to do something immediately and they let him go that day when that report came out.
Suck on that, A.J. Bouye.
You just ain't getting it.
For leaving.
He got his money regardless.
Well,
A.J. Bouye, checks are cashing no matter what.
That's true.
So, Clarence still doesn't have a microphone, but he's still going to actually be the fourth suspect. I don't know.
Enjoy that 5-9 record, A.J. Bouye.
Yeah. So there's a little NFL news of the day. Other than that, big matchups, as you mentioned, over the course of the weekend. I know that we kid around a lot here with Dustin and the Cowboys fans, Trey, and Holly just left. Shout out to Holly, Eagles fan. But that's a big game in the fact that you've got Eagles-Cowboys.
Yep.
You've got we'll talk about it on Monday. We won't, but Monday night is Packers-Vikings. You've got games that have to be won for the division with the Texans.
Are you a little upset Packers favored by 5.5 in that? I mean, Vikings
underdogs.
Favored,
Vikings
favored by 5.5.
I figured that would be right about where it should be. I did. I really thought that's going to be a tough game for them to win. And even with Dalvin Cook out,
betting, I think I'd take the Packers in the 5.5. I think Minnesota wins the game, but I don't think they win by 5.5.
It'll be interesting.
It's going to be a close
Packers
game.
Packers are a different team on turf. Indoors, but you know what? Here's the flip side of that. If the Packers win, and then all they got to beat is Detroit, who's laying down.
Oh man,
in the last
Detroit's
year,
awful.
Packers actually could run the table in the division.
Yeah, they're 4-0 right now.
Yeah, they would sweep the entire division,
that's
which I never would
good.
Have seen happening at the start of the year.
Do you know the other team that could claim that? There are three other teams that could claim that. You know, you want to guess who they are?
New England.
New England is one.
New Orleans?
Nope.
Okay. Baltimore? They lost to the Cleveland. That's right. I don't know.
The Cowboys are 4-0.
Okay.
And the Kansas City Chiefs are 5-0 in their division.
And that's when, with Mahomes missing some time, that's actually pretty impressive.
Yeah, I mean, that division's not that good. Nah. Raiders, Broncos, Chargers. Been a very disappointing division overall. You expected more out of them. But, yeah, Cowboys 4-0 in their division and still only manage a 7-7 record.
I'm glad that the Cowboys finally came out and said, look, Dak's going to play. And he even said, look, it's not that big of a deal. Yeah, he's a little dinged up, but he's going to play. And you want it to be that way because as bad as the Eagles have played this year, especially in the last 2 weeks.
Right.
Because I heard ESPN and Max Kellerman, these guys, or the guys going at Max Kellerman today. Do you see the fourth quarters of Carson Wentz lately? It was against the Dolphins and the Redskins.
Yes.
Just show up and play. And at least.
Doesn't count.
As bad as both teams are, at least may the best team win healthy. That's what I'd like to see. So
yeah.
Hopefully it'll be a good football game. All right, we'll continue to roll on. It's hour number two, 3 hour show. It's the Usual Suspect live from Nick's Place. Come on out and see us on a Christmas show extravaganza on ESPN 97.5. I go Lawrence with the feet. I'm the rubber with no tent. I'm from the trench. I got the dirty money rent. He was popping, so I popped and prayed to God repent.
ESPN 97.5. This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Nick's Place for the annual ESPN 97.5 Christmas Party. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back.
Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on The Usual Suspects, just putting a wraps on hour number two of the three-hour show. Having a great time at Nick's Place. Everybody's fantastic. The party don't stop till Crystal Collins walks in, and she is now here. So, party official, and Little Uzi Flirt is in the building. If anybody needs any weather reports for the fact that the weather could be a little frightful this evening, we've got some assistance in the building as Steven Uzak is here. We appreciate him and all his support throughout the year, giving us updates, sports map and otherwise, on everything going on. So a good crowd, going to be better. And, of course, the fact that the Blitz has still got their show to go, it's going to get downright rowdy when Fred and AJ take over.
It is going to get crazy.
How are you not tempted, if you're Fred and AJ, to start drinking now before the show starts?
I think he is.
Is Fred drinking?
I think there's a good possibility. I see him eating.
There's probably alcohol. It's Fred Fowler. Of course there's alcohol.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yes, of course there's alcohol involved.
I mean, it's Fred, there's hair and there's water.
See?
Okay. Just going to let that? That's fine?
Nope.
All right.
Nope. So. Apparently, I've already hurt some feelings.
Why?
I didn't want to show you that message, but yeah.
El Jefe told me I hurt some feelings.
On what?
Earlier. Somebody got upset, so that's. I feel like if you're that sensitive, you probably shouldn't listen to this show anyways. Right?
Are you shocked by the message? I mean, it's like a typical listener message.
Yeah,
like, I mean,
yeah, not shocked by it at all. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I'm sorry if your feelings got hurt. I mean, I'm not sorry. I'm just sorry that your feelings got hurt. I'm not sorry for what I said at all. Never sorry for what I said.
You're sorry, not sorry.
I'm just sorry that there were feelings hurt. I'm not sorry for what I said. That's kind of my job.
Don't leave Joel out of this. He was equally upset with Joel as he was with you.
That's true. That's true.
What did we do?
But he started off saying. So, you know, we joke about our listeners, and we'll be like, some of our listeners are stupid. They're dumb. Like, have you read some of the texts? Have you listened to some of the calls? They're dumb. And this guy's like, I'm tired of them saying we're dumb. I'm like, bro, if you took it serious, then you're dumb.
He was really that upset about it?
Yeah.
Oh, it was a long-ass message.
Yeah, it was very long, and he was upset, and he said he was taking a break from the show. We'll miss you, boo-boo. We'll miss you. But, like, if you get upset because we generalize and have fun, then this show is not for you. And we understand if you move on to, you know, Coda 99 Christmas music or whatever. Someone sends that message, they probably watch the Hallmark Channel. That's what I feel like. If you send a sensitive message like that, you watch the Hallmark Channel. There's definitely. I mean, I'll keep going. I'll just roast this dude. What was the username? I'll give it out. I don't care. Like, this. No. No.
I didn't care enough. I was just like, whatever.
Yeah. But, yeah, apparently feelings have been hurt. And
God,
I
guess so. I'm just kind of looking through it going, I was going to say anybody with a moniker like that should have thicker skin, right?
Yeah.
I mean, It's part of what we do.
I think everyone that's here or everyone that listens to the show on a regular basis knows how much we love and appreciate it.
Absolutely.
A generalized thing, then that's on you, not us.
Are we off the air, Aaron? Okay, we're back. Right, I just want to make sure. Because he said check. I just want to make sure.
So, Barry, start over because I think that's it.
You said check.
Are you that's serious?
What, Barry, start over.
I was making sure we were on the air,
worthwhile
dummy.
Worthwhile enough that we should just cover that again if it dropped out.
Doesn't matter. It's not like we've never done that on the air before.
People
anyway.
Care about us so much that they don't want us to offend others. It dropped out so that
let me ask you this. What sounds worse, me saying that or Barry having a conversation with Clarence that nobody can hear for 3.5 minutes? Like, you know, it's like, I don't know. What do you want me to tell you? I thought we were off the air.
Who are you talking to?
Yeah, who are you talking to?
Huh?
Are you talking to us?
Why are you talking to you?
Why?
Why am I not talking to you?
I mean, why are you getting upset?
Yeah, I'm not getting upset. I'm just saying, like, what sounds worse? Like, what sounds worse? Like that or Clarence and you talking for 3 minutes?
Okay.
I'm just saying, like, no one could hear. I'm just saying, no one could hear.
El Jefe, don't tweet me that.
Got weird.
Okay?
Yeah.
If you get...
Good job.
Part of the reason why we love all y'all is because of the fact you get it. It's part of the bit. It's part of the deal. And you know what? To be honest, as Barry said, a lot of the times people deserve it. I always say all the time, the 90-some percent of you that contribute on a daily basis, you guys are fantastic and you give us information when we need it and support when we need it. And then there's 5% that kind of should have some friend that's sober review what they're going to send, tweet, call, or otherwise before they embarrass themselves.
Yeah.
Is that fair enough?
Yeah, fair enough.
Okay.
That sounds about accurate.
I mean, so I'm going to let the big dog eat. we'll continue to move on from there and understand that some people will be at another table next year. But we're having a good time here at Nick's Place. You guys should be here because, look, there's prizes to be won. Courtney and the promo team would do a great job all year long and have been doing fantastic work planning all of this. And then up in the wee hours of the morning to get it all started and going. There's still plenty more to get to. You can spin the prize wheel. T-shirts are out there. Prizes to be won. So we'd love to see you. Like I said, everybody that's come up so far, for the most part, I don't think we've had any bad. If you're in person here today, you are loyal to the station.
Yeah.
Loyal to the show, and we love you.
Yeah.
So, again, the other thing that we like to point out, and Big Dog, don't get upset, but the other thing that we point out about our listeners is you are great when you listen. You are not so great when you want to be the executive producer of the show. So if you're going to yell things that you think we should talk about between now and 4, I'd probably order another drink or something else from Nick's Place. Yep. Yes, I know. That was you, sir. Thank you very much. You can hide your Bruce Springsteen T-shirt and go about your day. So we do appreciate you, though. So in the final hour of the show, Barry, I can only assume that we'll stick to sports and just have a lot of jocularity.
I mean, we talked sports for...
Of course. Whatever
like
you want to talk.
Yeah, I mean, I'm open to whatever. I mean, there's a...
Oh, yeah, game. Let's break down Buffalo-Charlotte. Buffalo winning 17-0 in the Yawn Bowl.
Here's the other thing.
About this bowl.
I know you do push-ups together, but did you not just hear me tell your buddy not to be executive producer and tell us what to talk about? You just point out the show and you don't have a microphone. Oh, well, Barry, you take it from here, then. I'll just step out of the way. I've already reprimanded one of the twins. You go ahead and take the other.
Oh, my goodness. This is off the rails.
It is, as we expected
off
it to be.
Off the rails.
Yeah. So.
So weird now.
So.
This is awkward.
Yeah, it is. I don't even know where to go now. I want to tell you all before we get to a break, though, if you're planning on a trip for the new year or you're planning on a trip for the holidays, there's only one place to go if you need a hotel room, and that's besthotelrates.com. Yes, it's in the name, besthotelrates.com, but the fact of the matter is they've done the middle work for you so you don't have to. All they do is pass on the savings. They've already got deals with 600,000 hotels worldwide, so all you got to do is go to the site, besthotelrates.com. You plug in your dates of destination and exactly what city you're going to, and you're going to see all the different options you're going to have for all the different hotels that can do nothing but save you money and have you staying in a safe environment in a fantastic hotel. And it's safe and secure just like your reservation will be. As we tell you all the time, it's in the name. You need to check them out. It's besthotelrates.com. Check out besthotelrates.com.
ESPN 97.5.
97.5.